Welcome to another episode of D&K in the Lab. We're in the lab with Dex. And today, I got a Virginia native with me. She goes by the name of Omar Pobley. Omar, what's going on, bro?
How we doing today?
Good, man. Yo, son, finally got you on the pod. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to hit you up last year, but I figured you were busy. I mean, I figured you had a lot of stuff going on, so I figured I'd wait and then hit you up this summer. How's everything going, bro?
Everything's going pretty good right now. You know, I'm got a new position at Stony Brook. Just finished up my first year here. Right now, I'm back at home. I got rehab and therapy for my shoulder. I tore my labrum at the end of the season this past season.
Oh my god!
I'm doing rehab right now. I'm right now at week 11, so I got about 2-3 more weeks until we back in full swing.
You got a whole another year at Stony Brook?
Yeah, I do. The NCAA granted me another year of eligibility because of the shortened season.
Because of the Corona stuff. Okay.
Yeah exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. How have you and your family been coping with the whole Corona pandemic?
I mean, it's been a struggle just trying to stay healthy and stay away from the madness. But as of right now, I mean, a lot of people in my family is getting vaccinated right now since it's pretty much open. So that's been a good thing. But other than that, I mean, it was a struggle at first, just not being able to be able to do what we usually do, like go to work, you know, work out, stuff like that. But I mean, the best thing about it was just being able to be around our family and just really get more time, spend more time that I didn't really get to have in my past 3 years of college anyway. So that's been an eye-opening experience for me.
Yeah, man, it's like they really took ball away from us for a minute, bro. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's what. But I mean, I took advantage of it by just staying in the gym. I mean, staying working out. I mean, not much gym activity, but just keep myself grinding and just living it up with my family.
How did the Stony Brook kids cope with it as well? Were your teammates like pretty down, or how were they feeling?
I mean, for the most part, everybody was just down by just not being able to have their first love and stuff like that.
Not be able to hoop.
Not be able to work out, stuff like that. But other than that, I mean, we got back to it, picking. We got back into the swing of things, and I mean, for the most part, most of the team has just said, like, we're just ready to get back to school, ready to get back to the hooping. So that's been everybody's main focus during the coronavirus, during the quarantine.
Yeah, man. I hope you and your family staying safe, man. People are just dying left and right, man. It's good to see that you're good and you're still hooping, man. For real, for real.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a blessing.
Definitely a blessing. So let's get right to it, man. You're from Lexington, Virginia, correct?
Yes, sir.
When did you first like pick up a basketball? Like, how old were you, do you think, when you first picked up a ball?
I first picked up basketball when I was 2-3 years old. I mean, I always had basketball in my hands. My uncle really was big on me playing sports at a young age, and he had his first love of basketball. So from early on, he just put one in my hands, had a little tight hoop, little mini tight hoop. So I was on that from all the way up to I was about 10, 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started working our way into AAU and stuff like that, working our way into the big hoop. Actually started first playing my first AAU tournament was sixth grade.
I was going to ask you that. Yes, sixth grade was when you first played. So AAU in the sixth grade, that was your first organized team that you were on?
I mean, I did a little bit of like rec league and stuff around my area, but I was so much bigger than most kids. It wasn't really much of a challenge.
Yeah.
So that challenge really was me going into the Roanoke area and find a little local team, a local AAU team, and they helped me pretty much showcase my talents and really get me ready to play.
What was that team called in the sixth grade? What AAU program was that?
It was called the Roanoke Warriors.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, then I think my eighth grade year, they turned into Virginia Hawks.
Okay.
It was Virginia Warriors, and then it became a Virginia Hawks.
Okay.
But, after that, I ended up decided to move on from there, and then I went to play for Boo Williams down in the 757, the Virginia Beach area.
Awesome.
I played with
awesome.
Them. Yeah.
But before we get into that, let's go back to that sixth grade year. Let's go back to, like, when it first kind of started. How was it, that first sixth grade year? Do you remember how did you do that year in AAU?
I mean, I mean, I could say for my first tournament, I was really nervous just being able to play against other people, play against and play with other people that were actually just as fast as me and just as skilled as me.
Uh-huh.
So it was a real learning curve at first. I remember talking to my coach about, hey, he would tell me, hey, just do the same thing you was doing in rec league. Do the same thing. It was hard just trying to get that next step, get to that next level. But then after a couple tournaments, I feel like I got into the swing of things, and things just started falling into place, and I just started making more plays for myself, making more plays for my teammates and stuff like that. I mean, I've always been an unselfish player, but I think playing with that team, it really helped me just understand the game more, really learn how to score for my, how to create for myself and also my teammates as well. So that was a good decision for my part, just playing with that team, that organization.
What were the stats looking like your first couple of years at AAU, like 6th, 7th grade, like point-wise?
I mean, 6th, 7th grade point-wise, I mean, I wasn't really big on stats, but, I mean, I could definitely say I was a double-double every game. Like, I was always on the boards, always getting rebounds, always getting putbacks, stuff like that.
Perfect.
That was always my thing. And then I started moving out my range and stuff like that, shooting threes and stuff like that. I started getting to that level of my game in the 7th, 8th grade. But for the most part, early six, later on, and a little bit into my seventh, I was just all pack the rim, get to the bucket, get rebounds, put it back, just all that.
Awesome. What was I going to say? Did you play middle school ball as well with AAU, or it was just AAU in school?
Yeah, I played middle school ball for a little local school in Lexington. It's called Lever and Downing Middle School.
Okay.
I played for them. They only played, probably, I think they only played 12 games, 13 games. So, the season was pretty quick, not going to lie, but
you would say that AAU was definitely more challenging than the school team.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I feel like AAU has always been the most challenging thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like growing up, that was always been my challenge, cuz you playing against everybody that's at the best in each area. So, you're not going to have just a bunch of players just like it. They don't have a bunch of players on the team that love it. So that's the difference.
Awesome.
I feel like.
Awesome. We're going to get more into the AAU stuff in high school, but let's fast forward a little bit to freshman year of high school. First, let's go to summer of eighth grade. So I'm guessing that you had a lot of high schools that were trying to pick you up, correct?
I wouldn't say I had as much as high schools trying to pick me up, more as me trying to figure out where I can go to really showcase my skills.
Because
at that point, in my eighth grade, my transition from eighth grade to high school, I was trying to figure out where I knew I didn't want to be in the public school setting. I knew I didn't want to really be in the area for high school. But my thing is, my area is so small, it's really hard for, I would say, young African-Americans to really get showcase their talents at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just trying to figure out where I would fit in, where I would be able to showcase my talents and be able to eventually play Division I basketball at the highest level. So that was my true focus. But I mean, I think that being around Boo Williams and just playing in that AAU spectrum, that really helped me just figure out, okay, this is what I need to do, this is what I need to work on, this is where I need to go to really get myself out there and let people know who I am.
Awesome. Yeah, Boo Williams is a legend, man. That's a blessing that he picked you up high school. That is just a blessing. I mean, I'm a huge – Allen Iverson's like my favorite player. So,
yeah.
I mean, knowing that you play for Boo Williams, that's amazing. That is amazing, because coaches like that, they don't come around often. Like, Boo Williams is a different breed, but we're going to get more into that. So let's go into freshman year. So – you're with Boo. Talk about the high school you were at before we get into it.
Yeah. I was with Rockbridge County High School. So we were, we call it double A. We were a double A school. So one on the smaller side of schools, but I think I was averaging my freshman year, I was averaging like 18 and like 12. So I was doing pretty well for myself. And then, matter of fact, the game that I had, I think I had a double-double. We played against one of the best team in our conference.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good game. And one of Boo's I guess you would say, I guess a recruiter, I guess, for Boo. He was at the game and he said, hey, look, I got a team AAU thing that you would like to, that we'd like for you to like try out for, go see the coach and stuff like that. So I mean pretty much all of high school was just like what I did in high school really helped me, really prepared me to play for AAU.
Definitely. So freshman year you're on varsity right away, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so no JV, no freshman, went right to the big stage.
Started pretty much almost every game, I think, except for one where I hurt my back the game before.
Mm-hmm.
I was a game early, yeah, but other than that.
So yeah, so for freshman year, as soon as you started varsity, there was no nervousness or nothing. I guess, like, AAU kind of prepared you to get right into the fold immediately, I'm guessing.
I wouldn't even say all that. I mean, I feel like at every level there's an adjustment. I mean,
uh-huh.
From playing JV in eighth grade, I mean, it was easy for me to play at that level. But then transitioning to varsity, I feel like it was more like you actually got to pay attention to the scout, stuff like that. I didn't really understand the scouts and stuff like that as a freshman, so I was just going out there and playing. My first game, I only had like, I think it was like 6 points, something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like frustrated because we lost that game. We shouldn't even have lost. Like, it was one of the teams that we should have beat. And I think the next day I ended up staying with my uncle for a weekend to get myself back right and build my confidence, you feel me?
Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
I came back the next week, and I think I had like 22 and then like 24 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I was just like, it's just a learning curve. I feel like at every level, you just gotta take it with an open mind and just be ready to work.
Just be ready to work, yeah. That's great. I like how you had to face adversity your first game, and then you just quickly went to family to just readjust and get your mind. That's awesome. That's awesome that
yeah.
you could just – because if that was me, I can't really – there's no family that I could go to. I have a lot of family, but there's no family I could go to where, like, yo, I had a bad game. Like, you know what I mean? You have an uncle that you can go to that can just be like, you know what I mean? You got to do this, you got to do that, which is awesome. It's always good to have family that always has your back when it comes to ball. So I definitely applaud you for that. And – yeah, that's good that you were able to adjust so quickly. Now, Boo Williams, was he tough on you your freshman year or not really?
So the way organization works, you won't be hands on with Boo like himself, but he has a bunch of coaches like within like the 15U, 16U that he'll trust that coaches that team. But I mean, for the most part, yeah. I mean, the team was very hard. Like that was, I mean, just it was a whole different pace. It was a Division I pace. Like
yeah,
these like most of the kids that I played with, they were trying to go to the NBA. So
mm-hmm.
everybody was doing what they had to do, work as hard as they can, and showcase their skills and stuff. That I mean, you just gotta just come in there really ready, pretty much ready, and when your name called, you'd be ready. That's just how it worked.
So Boo had you for AAU, not high school.
No, not high school. I went to
My apologies. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
AAU. For high school, I went to Rockbridge County High School in Lexington, Virginia.
Perfect. So now we're entering sophomore year. So freshman year, you would say freshman year was pretty successful, right?
Yeah, I would say my freshman year, I had a very successful year.
Perfect. So now we're going into sophomore year. What are your minds going into your new school? What's your mindset going into a new school is what I meant to say.
My mindset going to a new school, I mean, first it's just pretty much learning. It's a new opportunity for me, but also it's just a different location, different way of life.
Mm-hmm.
So, 'cause the school I went to, it was boarding school, so I'm living on campus with my teammates and with my peers.
Mm.
So I'm not at home. I'm 3 hours away from home. So
mm.
it was just pretty much learning a new way of life, learning how to adjust to that. But
mm-hmm.
when it came to hoops, it was all about maxing out my potential and pretty much my coaches getting everything they can out of me, which is why I fell in love with the school. It was just them being able to get everything they can up out of me and working me to exhaustion, not working me until I'm tired. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely feel that, man. I definitely feel that. So how was the team overall? First off, real quick, freshman year, what was the overall record freshman year? Do you remember?
My freshman year, I really don't remember. I know we was below 500. That's what really made me mad was not being above. Like, cause I'm a winner. Like, I like to win. So,
like to win, definitely.
Yeah, I'm all about winning. So whatever I can do to help my team win, that's what I'm about. So, I don't really remember that, but I know that was another big issue of why I felt like I needed to leave and go to another situation for me, best for me.
Definitely. So what was the record sophomore year at the new school?
At my new school, I know we were way above 500. We were like, I think it was like 16, 17, 11.
Okay.
18, 11. But the thing is, with that team, we only had six players that were actually playing. We had six kids on our team that actually played. One of our best players, I don't know if you know of his name, Grant Golden. He's probably one of the best bigs that Richmond's ever seen. But he was one of our key players coming in. He was also his first year, and he got hurt, broke his ankle. I think it was the second game of the season.
Wow.
So that took a lot. Yeah, that took a lot out of us. And then we were young. Like, I was a sophomore, another starter. His little brother, Grant's little brother, also came to school, and he was a freshman. So it was just like we were young, but we had a great leader, Justin Robinson, plays for Oklahoma City Thunder right now, going into his third year. But he helped us. He pretty much got us collectively, just showed leadership, got us together, made plays for us, also made plays for himself, and just pretty much we just got win. We just grinded it out, getting wins, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's a real program. A real program. Not everyone's going to get to play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like you have.
It's an extension. Yeah, it's an extension of Stu Vetter.
Stu. No.
Stu Vetter,
what is
Montrose
that?
Christian.
Oh yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
I've heard
that.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it's an extension of his staff.
Okay.
Recruited me at St. James. So.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it's a program family. I could still get in contact with people like Justin Anderson and stuff like that. And like if I needed to, like Ishmael Wainwright, like a lot of it's a really nice program. That's why I felt like that was the best for me. Just his connections and his coaching philosophy just really helped me.
Yes. And a side note to everyone that's going to listen to this podcast, always go to a winning program. I've been saying that on my previous episodes. But this is another big reason why I wanted O on the podcast, because I know that his teams have been successful. So go to a winning program, because coaches at the next level, they don't really want to mess with programs where you're losing. You know what I'm saying? Just go to a program where you're winning and go to a program where you fit in. So
yeah, exactly. I think that's another thing that people should understand. Like I like to choose programs that I feel like I was going to fit in. Like,
yep.
I feel like – With my skill set, like this school, like the school that I went to, the high school I went to, like I didn't need to handle the ball or I didn't need to like shoot a million threes every game. Like if I felt if I played my role, we was gonna get a win and I was gonna get a look from a school.
Regardless,
that's how it was ran. So
definitely. So that's great that your sophomore campaign went well. Now let's talk about AAU. Did you play AAU like as soon as the season was over?
Yes, for the most part, yeah. I try to keep myself focused with basketball throughout. Just like as soon as my season was done, I'm going straight to AAU, and that's pretty much how it was pretty much all my life. Like just onto the next. So I think right after the season, they'll have a little clinic where I think Boo Williams will host a bunch of the 15U or 16U, whatever age group you come to the clinic, workout, stuff like that.
Yep.
And then they'll make evaluations and stuff off of you based off of that. But for the most part, for the most part, I just try to get right back into the swing of 5-on-5 as soon as I can. Like,
as soon as you can, yeah. As soon as you can. No time off, just straight basketball, September to September, 24/7 through high school, which is very, very, very solid. And that's the way to prep for the next level. So for that sophomore campaign for AAU, how'd it go overall? Let us know how that went.
For the most part, I mean, it was good. We actually went to if you know the Peach Jam, we went to Peach Jam.
Yep. Oh wow, that's huge. Yep. Yeah,
I
know
we had a
Peach
great
Jam.
Yeah. I mean, we lost. I think we lost first round though, or second round. But I mean, But that, for me, that was an eye-opening experience playing against the best talent of, like, the country would see. Like,
yep.
Playing against Each One Teach One,
yep.
Team 3, like, mm-hmm. all that. Like, just playing against teams like that, you really get prepared for the next season, for the next high school season, rather than the next level, for real. Like, because I was playing against players like Jordan Poole when he played
mm-hmm.
for the Playground League. Who else? What's his name? I can't even think right now, but just playing is a bunch of talent. Like, just
yeah.
you get to see different skill sets, different type of players, and honestly, you get to see your leaguers that you gonna want to go at. Like, you want to go at those people. So that was,
definitely.
It was a great experience.
Did you match up with Jordan Poole?
No, I didn't guard Jordan Poole, but I remember in a tournament that we played him,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, he played well. He played really well. I think he had like 20 or something like that.
Mm.
But I think he might have been playing up. No, like, not even funny. Yeah, he might have been playing up. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Now, Jordan Poole is talented, so I wouldn't be surprised. But it's cool that you got to be around him, though. It's good because once you play against players that are, like, you know what I'm saying, like, they're already ready for whatever is given to them or whatever they have to go against, and obviously, like, they go to the league and things like that, it really, like, it changes your mindset. It tells you, like, yo, you got to work harder. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah, exactly.
And that's awesome. That's awesome.
Exactly.
That's awesome. You know what I mean? I never got to play against any NBA players, but I'm happy you were able to. Because it just made your high school campaign and your college campaign, which we're going to talk about later. So as of now, because the college campaign's not over yet, it just made it just successful as far as like stats and just everything else. But we're going to talk about college a little bit later. Now, going into junior year, a very, very, very important year in high school. Break down your junior year in high school. Let us know what went down.
Junior year in high school, it was basically me just trying to figure out what schools I feel like I'm trying to get, like, to really give me an offer. I feel like that's what, I mean, my junior year is really based on, like, you got a list of schools that you want to go to, but also you want to get more. So I was just pretty much, I'm just trying to do whatever I can with my craft to, like, really, like, elevate it to the next level or really elevate. Maybe if I got that low major offer, I'm trying to get that mid major offer. If I got that mid major, I'm trying to get that high major. So I'm
yep.
just trying to do this thing, just critique my game a little bit more each way I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get more out of myself, even on the court. So
definitely, definitely. Did you have any offers going into junior year or not yet?
My junior year, I had two offers. It'd be VMI and Mount St. Mary's. By the
okay.
way, those were my only two offers throughout the school, like throughout school. So
okay,
So I mean, just out of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Two D1 offers before junior year is solid because most people, they don't get their offers until, like, after junior year. So that shows that your sophomore campaign was very, very successful, and I congratulate you on getting D1 offers before junior year even starts. That's incredible. All right.
Yeah, I was excited. I was like, man, we moving up. Like,
yeah,
now,
definitely
now,
moving
now,
up. Definitely.
Now, I don't got to pay for college or nothing
mm-hmm.
like that. So
yeah,
that was big. That was big for me.
But you deserved it, though. Your hard work paid off. Like, it didn't just come, like, by accident. Like, you put the work
in. Oh, yeah,
in.
No, most definitely I feel like I deserved it. Most definitely
yeah.
I feel like all the work that I was putting in really showed what it needed to be. Like, I didn't feel like I was out here just, like, walking through drills, lazy,
mm-hmm.
just not, like, not doing what I was supposed to do. Like, I felt like I was doing what I was supposed to do to get this offer, so.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I was proud of myself.
So, now the season's starting for junior year. Break us down throughout the whole year, wins, the team, everything. We're all ears.
So my junior year, this is probably my favorite year. I'm not going to lie to you. We got,
mm-hmm.
we got six Division I kids on our team. I think seven if you count one of our players that wants to go play baseball at UMBC. We played really well every game. We was beating teams soundly by 15, 20. And then
mm-hmm.
we got to conference, it got a little bit harder for us. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we playing against kids like Luca Garza,
mm-hmm.
Jelani Williams, Sadiq Bey.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
there's a lot of talent in that area, in the DC area that we played against, and I just feel like our team, we were really collectively together. We was always in huddles, always just looking to the next play. Like if somebody made a mistake, we had a captain that was always going to be like, hey man, next play, let's go, next play. And it just helped. Like collectively, that just helped, and that helped us end up winning a MAC championship.
Definitely. Do you remember what school Sadiq went to? I forgot about Sadiq.
Yeah, he went to Sidwell.
Okay.
Friends.
Okay. Yeah. Do you remember what college he went to?
Oh yeah, Villanova.
Yeah. There. Yes.
Yeah. He went to Villanova.
Yes. There we go. Yeah, I remember that name well. How was that matchup? Let's talk about that matchup real quick. How was that matchup with Sadiq?
It was a good matchup. I'm not gonna lie to you. He's a hell of a player. I'm not gonna lie to you. He can do it all. He's a legit 3-level scorer.
Uh-huh.
And I think what was really crazy to me is watching him now, like you could see that he was going to become that, but he wasn't that yet. So now that I see him, I'm like, damn, like he's really knocking out open threes with not like nobody, like a hand in his face, like getting to the cup of anybody in front of anybody. Like it's crazy. But I mean, we both gave each other buckets and whatnot, but I think we ended up winning that game. We lost the first one, ended up winning the next two, and then we ended up winning the one in the championship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's solid, man. That's solid that you were able to match up with Sadiq, because Sadiq is an animal. Definitely an animal.
Oh, yeah. He's a killer. He's a killer.
Definitely an animal. So what was the overall record for a junior year?
My junior year, I think we were actually – I think we actually broke 19 wins. We broke 19 or 20 wins.
Hmm.
I'm not sure. I wasn't really big on looking at my schedule after that. Now that I was in college, I mean, I didn't really look back. But I knew that we won a championship,
the
MAC championship. So that was like that's what it was about for me.
Wow. So far, I'm hearing is just a successful high school career. So junior year looks like it went pretty well. Got to face up against some potential NBA players. So. Now, before we talk about like offers and stuff like that, got to get back to AAU, man. The junior season is over. AAU starting back up. What's your mindset going to the AAU season for the junior campaign?
True. For the junior campaign, it was pretty much just kill as much as I can. I mean, try to do what I can. I mean, I ended up leaving Blue Williams this year because I wanted to kill. I wanted to score more. I wanted to show schools what I could do.
Yeah,
I decided to play for a team called Baltimore United on the Under Armour circuit. I played with them. It was tough though. It was a new team, new coach. I mean, it was all right. I mean, I didn't feel like I excelled the way I wanted to.
Yeah.
That summer, but I mean, it all worked out. I mean, like I'm not gonna look back and say I regret it. But then again, like you can always do better. So I always felt like I could do better. So.
Do you remember your toughest matchup from AAU for junior year?
Toughest matchup junior year AAU? I got to think. So many teams in that circuit.
It could be any. It could be one of the toughest. It doesn't even
matter.
Have to
fact, I think it was it wasn't LJ Figueroa. It was – I forget who he was, but he was actually leading. He was leading the Under Armour circuit in scoring. I think he was averaging, like, 27 or something like that. But that was probably my toughest one to guard. Like, he was shooting it off the catch, shooting off the dribble, getting to the basket. Like, he was doing it all. So, I think that was – I forget the team. The team was purple – not purple, but pink, gray, and silver.
Wow.
Yeah, but –
That sounds like a tough matchup if he was scoring that much. But you guys end up winning that game?
No, but matter of fact, I had like 20 that game. I remember that. I had like 20 that game. My mom was actually there.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. It was in Cali.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's for you.
No, not Cali. It was New York.
Oh, he was in my hood. Where in New York were you?
Yeah, it was at the what's that place by? It's like by the water. It's a little gym by the water. It's like over by the water. It's like by the water.
You were in the city?
Yeah, in the city. Yeah, it's a Under Armour circuit in the city.
Oh, I forgot the name, but I think I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, it's a nice gym. It's a really nice gym.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome that you were able to come to New York and get busy. 20 points on a tough matchup is solid. So let's move on from the junior AAU campaign to your mindset going into the most important year for high school, senior year. What's going on with colleges at this point before senior year starts?
So before senior year, I had a lot of schools that actually saw interest in me. A lot at the mid-major level, but thing is, they wanted me to actually wait my season out,
wait through
my senior season and see how I progress through that, and then try to make the next step and make the decision. But my decision was I wanted to start my senior year off knowing where I'm going and going into the season not really having to worry about stuff like that, because I wanted my senior year to be me just me being free of thinking about colleges and stuff like that, just me being ready to play, stuff like that, not worrying about having to press colleges and stuff like that. So I ended up deciding, I think, in September to commit to Mount St. Mary's. And that was the year that they won the championship going into the tournament.
Okay, so you committed to St. Mary's in September.
Yeah, September.
What other schools, I don't think I've ever asked it, but what other schools would you have went to if they offered you?
I feel like the schools that was really heavily interested in me, it was Wofford, Campbell, what else? JMU was interested at some point. I was really looking heavy into, I think, Towson.
I love the side of
Columbia.
Wow, Columbia would have been huge. That's a huge Ivy League school.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I at that point I was thinking, well, after basketball, let's see what I can do as well. So I was trying to figure out I was thinking of the best schools that would help me after basketball as well as with basketball. So
yeah, nah, Columbia definitely would have been a major choice for that. Honestly, Columbia.
Yeah, exactly.
In New York, it's a tough school academically. That you if you finish 4 years from that school, you would have had no problems getting a job. No problem.
But
that's all in the past now. So you committed to you committed to St. Mary's. So senior year, break down the whole senior year for us of high school.
So would you like from workouts to
everything workouts, how the season went, everything.
So workouts, I'd say since I committed, I was doing a little bit of both. I was doing like football and basketball, and then I finished my season off. I finished my career off with lacrosse. I played three sports my senior year just to like do it, because I never got the chance to do it because I was always focused on basketball. So I was like, shit, now I'm gonna finish my career off right, and I'm gonna go ahead and just try to do some things that not many kids can say they did in high school. So I just tried to pick up all three sports and do that. Then I ended up working out in this fall. I'll do football for like an hour and a half. And then after that, I'll leave the football field and I'll go straight to the basketball gym and I'll work out with my team. And then I'll do that all the way through the fall. And then guys, the spring, spring was actually really interesting. Winter was really interesting because we had a whole new team. I would say we had a bunch of new players. We got a new guard, stuff like that. So pretty much I was the leader of the team. So, that was a new step for me as well, just trying to show leadership and letting new guys know what our program's about and what the expectation is coming into our program. So that was a huge key thing for me, learning that new perspective in the athletic lifestyle. But other than that, I mean, we didn't have a great season, but we had a pretty good season from what it was expected of us. I mean, we lost four of our five of our main guys, and the next year we returned some. So it was pretty much just trying to just find ways to win, and that was the biggest thing, was finding ways to win. We played in the MAC, lost in the semifinals. Actually, we lost to Sitwell in the semifinals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think who hit the game winner? I think it was.
On a game winner, y'all lost?
No, it was not the game winner. I would say the go ahead bucket. We had a chance to win. We threw the ball away. Crazy. Mm. I felt like it was a fun year. I mean, it was a struggle. I mean, obviously, I didn't go leave my senior year the way I wanted it to, but
yeah.
At the end of the day, I have no regrets on my decision through high school. I loved a bit of it.
Yeah, no, you had a successful high school career, and the fact that you played three sports your senior year is just, that's incredible. I don't think I've ever heard anybody do that. I haven't heard anyone play basketball as much as you did through high school, and then senior year just come and play lacrosse and football. I've never seen that. So I applaud you for that. That's a big time commitment.
For real. Yeah, I love this. I love just being active. I love being active.
Did you have like a signing day for St. Mary's, like a day where everyone came and saw you sign?
Yeah, I mean, my signing day was actually shared with like I think four or five or other people that committed, because like in my class I think we had a girl go to High Point, a kid go. Also, we had another kid go to the Mount for baseball.
Uh-huh.
Then we had a kid go to St. Joe's and up in Philly.
Yeah.
For lacrosse. And yeah, I think that was it.
Wow.
Was that four or five?
That was four, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So now we are going to did you play AAU after your senior year?
No, I was done. After my senior year, I graduated, and in the summer, I think it was July, I ended up going into the Mount for summer session.
Yep. Yep. How'd summer sessions go in Mount?
Man, let me tell you. That was an eye experience for me. So my assistants were telling me the whole summer, so look, you better work out. You better do this. You better drink water. I was like, all right. I mean, I'll be fine. And I think the week before, I took a vacation and I was chilling. I took a vacation. So, and then I ended up coming back and he was asking me, he was like, did you get some running in before you came? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I stopped for about a week, and he was like, okay, we're going to see. And I'll tell you, my first workout, we was on a turf field. We didn't even touch a basketball my first workout. We was on a turf field.
Yeah.
So, introduction, welcome to college. And I was hurting. I was throwing up everything. It was just straight. It's just a circuit, just like medicine balls, push ups, running, tires, sleds, just everything you could possibly imagine. And that one little circuit. And it was only. And the crazy thing is, the circuit was only 15 minutes. Yeah. So like, my body felt like it went through about 4 hours of work in 15 minutes. It was amazing.
Jesus Christ!
Amazing.
Wow.
But yeah. I mean, my first week was a struggle, but then like after a while, your body gets used to the college life. So then you start adjusting, you start working out more, getting more stronger, faster. So I mean, it's natural.
Yeah, that transition. I always like to hear about that transition because that high school to college transition is very, very, very tough. So that's 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was a 15-minute workout. It felt like I was going for 4 hours.
That is so ridiculous. But I'm happy you're able to get through it. So let's fast forward. The season's getting ready to start. Your first year at St. Mary's. How are you feeling? You feeling nervous? Like, what's your mind like?
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. So like before the season starts, I'll be looking down the line. I'll be like, I'm performing well in practice. I'm doing what I can. Like. But I just feel like I'm not doing enough that's going to let me play. So
yeah.
My thing was I'm going to do whatever I can to play. So I went to the head coach, me personally, went to the head coach and was like, I see that we got a lot of seniors, we got a lot of talent. I'm a freshman. I'm trying to figure out where do I stand out within our team? And he just told me, he was like, he broke down the numbers and all that. He put this thing on the board. It was like 200 minutes in a game. It was like the amount of minutes you can get per out of each player.
Uh huh.
And he broke it down to something like that. And he said it was like, I think it was 25 to 30 minutes to grab. And he locked that out there. And he was like, that's what you got. Like you can go get that. So I think with him telling me that and him putting confidence in me that I can play, that I belong at this level, like it really helped me. So in practice, I was just playing with more confidence, being a lockdown defender and just doing what I can just to be on the floor. Like, I think a lot of kids don't really understand. It's not always about scoring and all that when you come in as a freshman. Like, some teams really just need a defender. Like, some teams need a rebounder. So I felt like whatever I could do to contribute to my team and stay on the floor the longest, that's what I was going to do. And that's what helped out for me. I mean, I was there. I was a sixth man, seventh man my freshman year, and then there was two games where I started. So
yeah.
So like, I mean, I felt like I was doing what I needed to do.
Okay, so we got the freshman stuff out of the way. You're kind of used to the program at this point.
Yeah.
You've been through the workouts. You've been through the practices. You know what to expect. So, how'd the team do that year? Record wise.
My freshman year.
Yeah, freshman year. Yep.
Yeah, well, the team of seven freshmen, we played really well. We finished the conference. We finished the conference in second.
Mm-hmm.
But we lost. It was set up nice for us to really make it to the tournament. Like, all we just had to do was win out. And we lost our first game to a team that we beat actually twice. And one time we beat by 40. So, yeah. But it's like they say, it's hard to beat a team three times. So,
do you remember the toughest team you played freshman year?
Toughest team I played freshman year was definitely, I'd have to say, Notre Dame.
Oh.
That was the year that they had Bonzi Colson on the team. And he was a dog. I think he was preseason player of the year, and he was cooking. I was guarding him for a whole half. It was me. I was on the island with just him for a whole half. It felt like
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was. I think that game I had 8 and 7 or something like that. 11 and 7 or something like that. But
that's incredible. Notre Dame. Wow. So you played Notre Dame. You went over to Notre Dame, so it was an away game.
Yeah, it was an away game. I think our schedule was like it was first Marquette, and I think we went somewhere else, and then I think it was our third or fourth game was Notre Dame.
Jesus. So, were you nervous playing against Notre Dame? The crowd was crazy. I'm guessing, right?
It was a nice crowd. I mean, I was definitely nervous. I think every game, I mean, I was nervous just because I was a freshman. I didn't want to make a mistake or something like that. You know how freshmen just come in a game and they look like they don't want to make a mistake. That's how I was until I really got into the conference. Until I got to the conference schedule. Then that's when I feel like I really got to open up and really just like embrace it and just be ready to just fall in love with just playing and not worrying about, oh, if I make a mistake, oh, I didn't make this shot. It was just play.
Wow, definitely. Yeah, that, being a freshman playing against Notre Dame, that is tough. But, yeah, I could see every game kind of being a little bit nervous. But, I mean, hey, that's just what comes with being a freshman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm happy you were able to adjust. And then now let's go into sophomore year. What are your thoughts going into sophomore year of college?
So actually we had coaching change going into my sophomore year, so it's a whole brand new team. Coach actually puts a lot of trust into me, names me actually one of the leaders on the team. So at that point, I'm just doing whatever I can to just help my team win exactly, but also like be a great leader for my teammates, for my peers. And I played pretty well, I'd say, my sophomore year. I had a pretty good season. I averaged 9 and 6. So I had pretty well for my sophomore year. And then I think going to my junior year, it was up and down. I think my playing time really fluctuated going into my junior year. Just like what, like, where I stood out on the team, like, where everything was. I don't know. I felt different going into my junior year than I did my sophomore year. So I just felt like after the season was over, like, it was definitely going to be me putting my name in the portal and stuff like that. I ended up going from being the third leading scorer on our team to end up being the eighth man on our team.
Wow.
I went from being a leader and a third leading scorer on our team to being a role guy, pretty much give somebody a breather. So, I mean, like I said, You fall in love with the process, and I mean, I fell in love with the process. Now I got an opportunity to play somewhere else and really end my career off great on a high note.
So let's go. Let's talk about that transfer portal process. So you're in the transfer portal. What schools did you reach out to, or what schools reached out to you?
Schools that reached out to me, I had Georgia Southern reach out to me, obviously Stony Brook. I've had UNC Charlotte reach out to me. University of Cal Fullerton out in California, Lamar down in Texas, Niagara, a lot of different schools on different levels contacting me when I was in the portal. But I think my biggest thing was, I know that I'm not going to be a 30 points a game scorer. I know I'm not going to be a 20 point a game scorer, but at the end of the day, I want to play where I know where I'm going to be appreciated, and I'm going to be able to play play and give my all, even if it is 10-15 minutes. Like, I'm trying to play. So I think with the coaching staff that I'm with at Stony Brook, do a great job and employing me with confidence and help, pretty much giving me the keys to just go be yourself and play as hard as you can and do what you can do. Like,
yeah.
we don't shame you for taking shots, stuff like that.
Yep.
That's what our coach said. We don't shame you for taking shots. As long as you're getting back on defense, you can take any shots. Like, I think that's an eye opening thing for me. That's what really got me to fall in love with that program and really got me to trust them, was just the way their coaching philosophy and how they approach the game.
Yeah, I was able to. I had the chance to go on YouTube and see some clips of certain games and things like that. And you just looked, not just the highlights, like actual like game film to like see what was going on. And you just look real comfortable playing a Stony Brook.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I feel like it is too. Like, I just feel like they really do a really good job of just letting you be comfortable. Like, I was comfortable on the floor. I feel like more than I've ever been. So I think with this team, it wasn't about oh, I'm gonna get a shot, or oh, I'm gonna get this steal or something like that. It was just pretty much, hey, do what you can do, and it's all gonna fall into place for you. So that's what it's been for me, is just do what I can do, and it's gonna fall into place. So
let's talk about this year, because this is like the first like quarantine year, so everything is just whacked out, no fans and things like that, and you're transferring to a new school. Break down Stony Brook for us. Let's dig into it, because that's what people want to know. People want to know how you did at Stony Brook. So break it down for us.
Okay, so it's funny because I didn't get to actually see the school. I got a virtual tour, which you call it, where you see a video of the campus, whatever, and you get to make a decision over that. So that's what I did. It's on campus. It's a nice campus. It's very big. It's about three. It's very community based. Like, everybody, you get to know a lot of people. But I mean, it's 20,000 people, but it still feels kind of small, if you know what I'm saying, just by just being in like the dining halls and stuff like that. But I'd say making it into the basketball world, it was challenging at first, just because, like you said, the quarantine threw me out of whack. So working out in my quarantine was different than ever before. My working out was me being in a gym constantly shooting, getting shots up, stuff like that, working on ball handling, stuff like that, where now it was me outside working on ball handling, occasionally getting shots up, but mainly just working on cardio and strength. So I felt like I was in shape coming into the program, but the basketball skills was just not up to par like it should have been for me. Mm-hmm. So, that all worked itself out as I started playing more and started working out more and getting extra reps in, extra work in. But I mean, I didn't even play my first game at Stony Brook. Like I played 2 minutes.
Okay.
My first game. And I mean, that was based off of my preseason and me not having a great preseason and me not being able to showcase what I was showcasing. And then, but in that 2 minutes, I got 2 rebounds. I got 2 rebounds. I had 2 points, something like that. And the coach was like, it was like I made pretty impactful plays that pretty much built his trust and let him trust me and put me into the game the next game. And that's why I think I ended up playing 20 minutes and I had like 8 points and I think 5 rebounds, something like that. And just after that, just like his trust just kept building on with me, and it just kept. And then sooner or later, I became a starter. And then sooner or later, I started becoming. I was in the conversation for Sixth Man of the Year. So it was a great year. I mean, like I said, like everybody's gonna have trials and tribulations. Everybody's gonna struggle. It's just how you work with adversity. And I just felt like I worked the adversity the best I could, and it ended up working out for itself. So
yeah, I'm glad you said that, man. Like, cause I was just thinking about it just now. It's like you've been through a lot, man.
Yeah,
like, you really been through a lot. Transfer portal, sometimes just not knowing what's going on as far as why am I dropping down from third man on the team to eighth and things like that. It seems like you always found a way to just climb over the hurdle and get out there and just get buckets, which is just the way it's supposed to be. Like you went to Stony Brook. A lot of people, man, when they transfer, they don't adjust. They don't really adjust. Everything is new, and then they just start. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I watched you. Like I watched a lot of clips prior to the podcast of you playing at Stony Brook, and it just you guys flow well as a team, and I like that. I like to see that.
Yes, sir. It's amazing. Like, it's real eye-opening. Like I said, like, I'm not going to hang my head on something that I can fix. That if I can adjust it, I'm going to adjust it. So, that's what I'm about. So,
definitely. I think the toughest matchup for you guys. You guys didn't play that many games. I think I said the toughest matchup had to be St. John's, right?
Yeah, I'd say that too. I mean, with preparation, that was definitely our toughest matchup, just because we didn't even get a practice before the game. Like, the NCAA rules demands 2 days off a week, and we played Friday, didn't practice Saturday, and played again on that Sunday against St. John's. So it was definitely our toughest game by far, without no preparation or anything. That's definitely hard. It's a Big Five. Like,
you know what I noticed during that game? My son Ra, I forgot his full name, but it begins with an R. Raheem.
Yeah, Raheem Dunn.
Yeah, he didn't play, did he?
I think he played like a little bit. I think he was coming off an injury. Matter of fact, that day, that game, he might have been coming off an injury, so he didn't get to play that much. I know that for a fact, but I remember him from St. John's College.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one in not St. John's. Sorry, St. Francis, Brooklyn.
Okay. Yeah.
St. Francis,
yeah.
Brooklyn. When he played there, I think my freshman year he played there.
Yeah.
He was eating.
Yeah.
So,
no. He's a buck. He's a buck and a half. I wish if he played that game against you guys, like the full game or whatever, I would have found a way to watch the whole game, because the whole game isn't on YouTube. I would have definitely found a way, because I would have loved to seen how you guys would have matched up against him if he was at full caliber and he wasn't hurt and he played as many minutes as he wanted. But I mean, regardless, I mean, that game, yeah, it was kind of a tough matchup for you guys. But I mean, St. John's, they their preparation, the way they do things, like you said, you guys didn't even get to practice before that game. So,
yeah, exactly.
I'm sure St. John's, I know their coach didn't give them no day off. I know for a fact they practiced before that game. So, I mean, regardless, it's a blessing to play against a school like a legendary school like St. John's. It's great, man. I can't wait to see what your schedule looks like next year, though.
I'm excited.
I didn't even know you had an extra year, dog. I thought you graduated. I thought you were done.
Nah, I get one more year.
I'm gonna be texting you before every big game. You know, I'm gonna be texting you, trying to see what's going on before the game.
Hey, I love
watching.
It. Hey, I'm gonna be tuned in. Hey, please be tuned in.
Yes. Oh, you know I'm gonna be tuned in, boss. You know damn well I'm gonna be tuned in. I can't wait.
Sure.
I can't wait. But the rehab is going well, right?
Yes, sir. It's going real well. Like I said, I'm in my 11th week right now, and I got about 2-3 more until I feel like I'm really back to where I'm supposed to be, especially just full go, full activity. But
But
I'm just trying to ease my way back in, so I'm not trying to really rush myself back into it and get hurt even more, you know. So,
no, definitely.
Yeah, but I feel like my therapist and my trainer up at school, they're doing a really good job helping me out and getting me healthy. So I'm not really worried about the re-injury or anything like that. I'm expecting a full recovery.
Godspeed. And the last topic we're going to talk about, what are your plans after Stony Brook? As far as basketball work, what do you plan on doing when you're done?
After basketball, I do plan on playing somewhere else, playing professional, whether it's NBA, G League, overseas. I don't care. I want to play. Like, I want to be a professional. That's always been a dream of mine, being a pro.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first step after college. But I think after the ball is done and dropped, I think I'm gonna use my degree at Stony Brook, my coaching degree at Stony Brook, to become a coach and try to just become either a Division I or even at the pro level coach.
Solid.
And
that's
a dream of mine. I love basketball, and I think this is a career that I want to pursue in even after I'm done playing. Like, I would love to be around the game forever. So I think that's what I'm gonna do.
That is amazing, man. Like, I could already tell by your confidence, you would be a solid coach, man. No lie. Like, you've been through so much. So whatever kids end up getting the opportunity to listen to you, I just feel like you're going to be able to teach them a lot. Quick question. If you go on an overseas tour, would you say that you're considered a pro and you could say that you played overseas if you went on, like, a tour for, like, a week or 2 weeks?
A pro? I wouldn't really consider you being a pro if you go on a little tour, but I feel like that pro atmosphere is you really living over there. You getting that full experience. Getting involved with the other cultures and stuff like that. I feel like that's something I want to do as well. Just like being away for a very extended, like a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. It don't even matter. Like, I just want to be away and just learn a new language, something like that, and just adventure off, you know?
Yeah. But being that, like, yeah, I mean, we're going through Corona and quarantine and all that, like, in this year, wouldn't you consider going on tour, like, more, like, overseas, like, being that, like, I mean, the overseas guys, they're getting shortened seasons anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I would say, like, during quarantine or Corona, I would consider a tour overseas for based on what's going on. Once everything goes back to normal, then no. But I would say, like, in 2021, like, that would be, like, considered overseas, I guess. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Most definitely. Okay. That's all I needed to know. But, yo, listen, thank you so fucking much for taking the time to talk to me, dog. Like, I appreciate you so much, man. I thought you'd be extremely busy and you wouldn't have no time for me, but I appreciate you so much, man. I really do.
Anytime, bro. Anytime. I appreciate you you coming to talk to me and stuff like that. That really helps.
I planned on doing that, but I mean, I'm happy I was able to get a hold of you. And you know me. You know I'm going to keep in touch now. And you know the fact that I can't wait till next year, bro. I cannot wait until Stony Brook's the schedule drops. I can't wait till next year, bro. Did the schedule drop already or not yet?
Not yet. We're still locking in some games right now, but it should be locked in by next month, I feel like.
Yeah, I cannot wait, bro. I'm always going to just make sure that everything is good with you, man. You are officially a D&K in the Lab podcast alumni after today. So we're going to keep in contact with you, and we're going to make sure that everything is well, man. If you need anything, bro, tap in with me. You got my number. You got me on IG. Tap in if you need anything. And we're going to talk. We're going to talk about when the episode is going to drop for this one. We're going to be doing some more promo for this episode because it's going to drop later on in the week, next week. So, I mean, I'm going to keep in contact, man. But thank you so much for being on the show, bro.
All right. Appreciate you. Again, appreciate you contacting me.
Anytime, man. We'll talk soon, bro.
All right. See you soon.
All right. Peace, man.